God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish our very souls is from the epistle lesson. But I want to reread one verse of the epistle lesson. Paul's letter to the Roman church, the Roman Christians, who were in the catacombs of Rome underneath. They were underneath the streets of Rome. They didn't know whether they could poke their heads up or not because they knew that they were being hunted. And so Paul writes to them. And this eighth chapter begins by saying, "Now therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And here in the middle of the eighth chapter, he writes at the 18th verse, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us." This is God's word for us this morning. And I want you to think about your life. And I want you to picture yourself. I want you to picture yourself as tall as I am. Okay? I know there's people out here that are taller than me, but I want you to picture yourself as short as me. I want you to picture yourself that you're standing on the street waiting for a parade to come, and you're in back of these tall people. You can't see anything except these tall people. So you start to stand on your tippy toes. That gives you a little bit of height. And so you look for that parade to come. You want to see the flag bearers. You want to see the clowns. You want to see the musicians and the bands. So you either wither your way through to the front, or you try to get a box to stand on, or you use God's gift, your toes, and you try to raise yourself up so you can see. Each and every one of us are standing on our tiptoes today because we're looking forward. We're looking forward to what God has for us at the end of our life. God has a beautiful gift to give to us at the end of this earthly life. And that gift is eternal life. But we're on this side. We're on heaven's side, or the earth side, stretching forward and looking ahead. And as we look ahead, we encounter suffering. Suffering comes in various ways. Paul knew what suffering was. From the time that Jesus struck him down from the horse and led him, told Paul, Saul that he had to listen to him, and he was struck with blindness. From that time on, he knew he would suffer. He would suffer greatly for the sake of Jesus Christ. Now, when we consider suffering, we can consider it in many ways and many forms. People are estranged from their families. People are suffering with this coronavirus, suffering through body and soul. And I know of a pastor, he and I have talked quite often, who was suffering as well because he had four funerals within a couple weeks. And one lady that he had a funeral for, he was suffering because he couldn't reach out to her. He had to do it through the glass, the window. And so we stopped, talked at length about his ministry being through that window, and he was just feeling terrible. Suffering comes in various forms. And we see past that suffering. We see past what God has enabled us to have or allowed us to have. And we can see his healing. I remember when my father was dying and I was talking with another pastor. He was my pastor during that whole time that my father was suffering with lung cancer. And I told him I couldn't pray for my father's well-being and for his healing because I knew that he was going to die. And he said, Scott, we don't always pray for physical healing. We can pray for that spiritual healing. And as he told me that, the window opened and I was able to pray for my father. I was able to pray for my family because that door was open. And as we think about that toward the end of this text, in the 26th and 27th chapter, or 26th and 27th verse, the Apostle Paul says that the Spirit comes to us and takes those groans that are we can't form them in front of a prayer, and Spirit forms them in prayer and brings it to the throne of God. So as we're praying for suffering or to see that suffering through, know that you have a friend. And that friend is the Holy Spirit. So if you can't put those words into a form of a prayer, know that the Holy Spirit can do that. We look at this suffering. We look at all of these things that happen. But we've got that great vantage point. We have the vantage point of faith, of knowing that God will listen, knowing that God will lead us, knowing that He is with us no matter what happens. As He says through the prophet Isaiah, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. In the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through that treacherous fire, know that I will be there to walk with you. You will not be burned, nor will the flame scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. So God tells us that no matter what kind of suffering we're in, that He is there. He is there walking with us every step of the way. And you know those signs that you see? Stay strong, United States. Stay strong, America. We'll get through this. We know that we will get through this because the present sufferings that we suffer are not to be compared with the riches, with the eternal life that will be for us at the end of our journey. And knowing that, and that's what God continues to tell us, He uses us. He uses us to tell others. To tell others about the hope that we have. The hope that is in Christ Jesus. The hope that's not in, we don't do anything for this hope. But the hope is Jesus Christ. The hope is eternal life. The hope is forgiveness of sins. And God enables us to see that hope through the eyes of faith. The Apostle Paul writes, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk this life in faith, knowing that God is there, knowing that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ. And as we share the body and blood of Jesus, we know that that body was given for us, that blood was shed for us to give us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. So no matter what the suffering is, no matter as we look at life, we are a child of God. And as we face those difficulties in life, we know that He's there. Husbands and wives, when you remember the vows that you made when you got married, in sickness and in health, remember that? Being poor or rich. Being all of those things. You know, that's what God tells us. He tells us, no matter what, I will be with you. No matter what kind of suffering you endure, I will lift you up. No matter what kind of thing you encounter, I will always be there for you. And so as we strain, as we look, as we stand on our tippy toes, and as we look forward, we see what God has in store for us, the blessed eternal life and forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen.